31. The sun broke through the clouds, striking the snow as they dragged the sled past the abandoned northern. Months had passed since anyone had walked this way, so Tyler and Isaiah were forging a new trail in the heavy snow. Their arms burned as they dragged the body behind them, and sweat dripped from their noses. They said nothing, listening only to the sound their snowshoes made and the steady shushing of the plastic sled. No signs of life remained at this end of the community. The portal to the south was dormant and barren. The store itself lay in ruin, with the door agape and the windows smashed. Isaiah squinted to look inside but couldn't make out the empty shelves or anything else in the darkness. He turned his attention back to the path in front of him and saw the small white bridge that led to the old service road just beyond it. Isaiah and Tyler reached the incline. Neither looked back to the body behind them. Their skin was ashen, and dark bags hung under their brown eyes. Tyler wiped his brow on the arm of his jacket and tucked the straggling strands of long black hair behind his ear. Isaiah adjusted the beak of his ball cap. His ears were catching a bit of a chill. He nodded at Tyler, and they summoned the strength to lift Scott's body to the top of the ridge. The snow was soft and would soon melt, so it was easy for them to dig it in slightly and bring it to rest. They could no longer ignore the corpse. They had grown to loathe the man in a short time in their community, but they pitied him in death. No one would ever know what had driven him or what had brought him to their town. Now they felt only relief that he would be gone, a blip in the communal memory of this terrible winter. The friends looked at each other one more time, and Tyler gave the body a heavy shove. It slid slowly down the other side of the ridge. He looked away before it stopped, and both men turned to walk towards the community, the light sled skimming behind them. Scott's body slid over where Mark Phillips' still frozen corpse lay under a thick blanket of snow. It came to rest in a slight dip in the snow. It was left to freeze in the waning weeks of winter, and when the melt came, the crows and wolves would arrive for a taste of flesh.